This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we discuss the Phils bullpen, Phils in Atlanta tonight, game two of a three-game set. Taiwan on the mound. You heard it here first. Hugh Douglas, who accurately guessed his line last time against the Rockies, says five innings, two hits, one run for Taiwan Walker. If you hit this, I'm going to tell you this right now. By the way, I hit 7 of 8 on my eight-leg parlay. So you're still the last one. I hit 7 of 8. The dumb Dodgers lost the Nationals last night. I hit 7 of 8 on a stupid parlay. Anyway.
Hugh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that again. Yeah. If you
hit Taiwan's line tonight against the Braves, I think this is more impressive than an 8-leg parlay. Back-to-back perfect lines for Taiwan Walker pitching.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, on him and you. Speaking of pressure, you went on 92.9 The Game yesterday.
Yes.
Your former station, a guest of theirs for their afternoon show yesterday, which was nice talking to your old colleagues. That's awesome. And did you try to bring your defense luxury thing down there? Are you trying to spread your lies to the South?
I mentioned it because I had a feeling somebody was going to hear it. So I just, you know, I doubled down on it. I'm like, listen, it's alive and well.
Let's hear this as Hugh takes his takes down to Atlanta.
They went out and got another running back in A.J. Dillon. They paid Saquon some more money. And some of the mock drafts that I've seen, they're talking about getting another receiver. They're talking about getting, you know, some other weapons. So, and you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Dallas Goedert. We don't know what's going to happen with that. So I feel like they feel that Jalen has evolved to the point now where you're going to put more weapons around him and let your offense lead the way. Because, like I try to tell people, I said last year, defense is a luxury, not a necessity. And people get mad. They still get mad when I say that, especially when you look at the success that Eagles defense has had. But a lot of the resources on the offensive side of the ball. That's where all the money is. Right. So they're looking for their quarterback to take that next step.
Yeah, I find it interesting there. You just lumped us in with people. People get mad.
Well, I should have said, I didn't want to say Kyle.
People get mad.
I didn't want to say Kyle and Joe.
I would have thought you
were exactly who he's thinking.
Because it was fresh off the conversation we just had. Mm-hmm. So it's like it was fresh on my mind.
All right. Well, let's hope you learned for your lesson. Let's remind everyone what happened last time Hugh was on Enemy Territory Radio. He was on with the Carolina Panthers station.
This was outrageous.
Down in North Carolina in Charlotte, right before the Panthers came in.
The whole thing. Yep, we'll play the whole thing.
Yeah, let's hear this, because this was remarkable stuff.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans. Do you give Carolina a puncher's chance to either keep this close, maybe even outright win this contest, or do you feel like it's where the Eagles can run away and hide?
Was I wrong, though?
Oh, no, no doubt, man. Listen, the Carolina Panthers have been playing well the last couple of weeks. Like I said, it feels to me like even though, you know, he threw with 298 yards last week, if I'm not mistaken, one TD. I mean, man, that's pretty big for a guy that a lot of people started to write off. I never thought Bryce Young was done. I'm glad he's having this resurgence because, Willie P, you know, like playing that quarterback position nowadays, man, that's highly stressful. And if you're not showing right away, teams tend to throw you to the wayside. So I'm happy that he's having this bit of resurgence, and I hope he does better. And with that being said, yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about the fact that he's playing well coming into Philadelphia. No question about it.
All right, so
was I wrong?
Well, hold on. Now that I've heard this for the 50th time, you know, you watch an old movie, you pick out things you never saw before. Well, I just noticed a couple of things there.
What's that?
One, you worked in I Told You So, Douglas, with the Bryce. No one was talking about Bryce Young. You're like, well, I never thought he was done, and look at him now. So you threw that in. Second, okay, you called the team's Eagles beat Tomato Cans, even though they had just come off a win in Baltimore against the Ravens.
Tomato Cans.
Okay? But this is the part that just got me the most.
Got you, go.
You know, every day we talk through what we're going to talk about, and every day you act as if it's so hard you have to long talk through your thing. That guy asked you a question, could they keep it? Goes, oh, no doubt. No long talking. Oh, no doubt.
It was
doubt.
Sickening behavior.
No doubt. That's where Benedict Arnold Douglas was born.
What do you mean? We all know how when we call into other shows, we got to fill space. They're trying to fill time. I was helping him out.
You could have went on and said, your team stinks. And you stink as a radio host.
You know what's funny about being here? Everybody doesn't understand us.
No,
they don't get us.
True.
You know what I mean? They don't get us.
Well, like, so, we were at the Super Bowl, and I felt like we were like a zoo exhibit. Everyone's like, why are they yelling?
Nobody.
I didn't even know we were yelling.
So you have to switch it up when you go to different places, because we can't act like this on the road, man, because people look at us crazy. So we have to, you know, we have to tone it down a little bit when we go on other people's stations.
All right. Let's see if Hugh learned his lesson. So last time he was at Benedict Arnold. On Atlanta, with Atlanta yesterday, yeah. Did he do something similar?
The end of this. This is the very end of the
hit. I know
what
he's talking about.
There's something like, I don't love this.
Let's hear it.
It's always good to hear from you. I, you know what I want to do? I just want to bring you on and talk about, you know, what's going on up there with your love life, man, because I know you got it going on.
Hey, listen, one day I'm going to take some time off and I'm going to come do y'all's show. My show and just come.
Excuse me?
Since we all in the same company.
Yes.
We're all in the same game, man. Yeah. I'm going to come out and do a show with y'all.
Right. Sounds good. Next time Carl goes on vacay, he'll get you down here, man.
Excuse
me. That's outrageous.
Take time off and go do another show? Excuse me.
Taking time off. We don't take time off. We're all in the same company, though. But I will say this. When I came up here thinking that we all in the same gang and I was wearing that 92.9 game gear, they were like, hey, no, you got to take that off. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't understand.
Well, it reminds me of when we were interviewing Andy Reid. Welcome back, 92.9 game.
Yeah, he's like, no, that doesn't fly. No, Carl and those guys, I mean, it was more so to interact with the people. They don't do what we do. Like, they don't interact with the fans. It's more on the, what was it called, the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Mm. So people would send text in. So it's different in the sense that we get to talk to the fans all the time.
Right.
They don't really get to do that.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's cool you went on with them. They're great guys. I've been on their show before. But to take time off to go do a show down there.
But it's
there,
Atlanta, though.
I mean
it's like a vacation.
It's the taking time off thing. It's like you're going to leave us hanging.
Yeah.
But not to go do, you know, vacation stuff. Or
that is vacation stuff. It's
no.
Atlanta. Atlanta's a vacation.
Fair.
But that's work.
But well, you're going to do another show.
But what we do. But see, this is where this is where you don't understand. This is not work for me.
Well, I understand
this is,
that.
Like, I enjoy what I do on a daily basis. Even when people don't acknowledge me on the show and I get in my feelings, I still enjoy this on a daily basis.
I know,
this
but
ain't work.
It's the principle of it.
It's the principality. It's just me. It's just y'all just want to be nitpicky.
No. I think part of it is your past behavior. If you hadn't been a Benedict Arnold in Carolina, we might have let this one go.
I'm getting in trouble for my past behavior?
Yeah.
I've done so much better, though. I ain't really had too much Twitter beef. I ain't
too
well,
much. Yeah, not too much. Just a little bit.
There's tiny remnants.
I'm starting to ignore people that get on my nerves. I'm working on that. And Rod ain't called me and told me take no tweets down in like a month.
Rod's been on spring break.
Yeah.
Lock in, Lakin. We haven't seen that guy around here in a long time. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up,
not
Self?
Locked in, Lakin.
Self, what's up?
What's going on,
what's
man?
Up? What's up? Did I get everybody? What up, fellas?
We live in a time I'm a little sensitive, man. I need to be acknowledged. Acknowledge me.
It's cool. Get them, Hugh. listen, I've been trying to tell y'all for the longest, man. I've never been a fan of our pitching core. Wheeler, I'm not worried about because it's not like he does that often. But he has given up a few home runs this season already. And the Braves, though, they got a good spot, but the Braves and the batters came out hitting for them yesterday. So we can't say the batters didn't show up for them yesterday because the hitters did show up yesterday. Even Bone had his hit out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As far as the Sosa and Rojas thing, miscommunication is going to happen. But at the end of the day, that was one play. It was everything that happened after that and some of the things that happened before that. So at the end of the day, man, I'm hoping Taiwan step it up again today so we can push Nola back down to like maybe four and keep the ball rolling. But something got to give. The bullpen is horrible, man. And you know who I blame most for yesterday? Rob Thompson. I don't care what nobody say. That boy should not have been on that mound that long. When he started walking people, it was time to, what's his name, Banks or something? I don't even know who he is. He should have been gone. He should have been off of that mound a long time ago. And I'm sitting in the car listening, and I'm just like, yo, why do he still have him on the mound? Do he not see what's happening? Like, you can't keep, listen, man, you only can get somebody so much rope before they hang themselves.
Well, yeah, and Southie, they're lucky they didn't get more runs in that inning because he put base runners on. Then the one ball went off of, the, you know, kind of caromed and Turner got it. Otherwise, it would have been more.
It was horrible, yeah. Man. But, yeah, we got to do something. Alvarado always felt was a wild pitcher. I'm not sold on him. So, yeah, we should have done something. And by a trade deadline, they need to go get some hangs. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, they're going to need that.
As far as the draft, bye bye AJ. Let's go get that 4.2 receiver.
I'm trying to get it, yeah, that 4.29
slot, whatever. Put him in the slot for now. Let him cut. Maybe that's the one thing I think we fell in and remember or realize. We weren't confident in Zacchaeus and them. Zacchaeus would drop the ball when he wide open. We weren't really confident in them. If this dude can come out and show hands. And cut that slot like Cooper DeJean covered a slot on defense. If he could do that on offense, then that would be a hell of a help for Hurts too, for when he's in trouble. You know what I mean? Get a quick dump pass on the slant. You know what I mean? So yeah, I say go get him, go get him.
Self, good phone call there. Are you guys proud of yourself? Proud of yourselves?
Very much so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got people wanting a receiver in the first round.
So
you guys, Elliot.
That's what I'm saying, because I have vision. And I try to see, I try to bring my vision to let everybody else see what it is. I know this is not a visual medium, but I try to paint the picture.
Well, just now.
We're on YouTube.
Well, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Does
anyone remember I have a visual. You have a vision. Remember every time Tristan McCollum came in the game, the ball went over his head for a touchdown. That's the visual I have of last season when the backups played. And you're okay with that because defense is a luxury.
Well, I think this defense is going to be fine because we have a really, really good defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I think that this offense needs to do what it was supposed to do last year, and that's lead the way. Because once you lead the way, if you're always up in a game, then you make the other team one-dimensional. And in turn, you play to the strength of the defense. It's easy to play defense because you know they're trying to get the big plays, which the NFL, they don't want to do anymore because everybody got the too high safety thing. So, yeah, I do like the fact that if we get some more weapons on offense, it's going to put us in that stratosphere where, you know, you're gonna have what they call the greatest show on turf. You're going to have like a track team out there.
Based on draft status and what they paid them, it'd have to be the most high-profile, talented offensive skill
that
set.
That ain't really done a whole lot.
No, but like in the history of the NFL, yeah. A first-round pick, a top-five pick running back, right, in his day, and now he's the highest-paid running back, Saquon. A.J. Brown, who was a second-round pick, then traded for a first-round pick. Devontae, top-10 pick. And then, of course, this Golden kid, first-round pick. I mean, it would be an offense that if they didn't score 29 a game, they'd have to score 29
Batman,
a game.
And Batman, if I'm not mistaken, is the most accomplished college player in the history of college.
Yes.
When you talk about where he's won.
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
He had like 2,000 yards.
He's awesome.
Heisman, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, I would not – my whole idea with adding another receiver is to add it with A.J. and Devontae.
Yeah, that's
– I think we need more offense with help. How I think this defense is going to take a step back, so I'm not getting rid of AJ Brown.
So, but the silly, I understand your point. I think the spin that we made and Elliott is it could open it up eventually as the money gets tight on with all these players that they're. I'll put it this way: if they draft a receiver in the first round and he works out, 3 years from now they're not going to have three $30 million receivers,
somebody,
right?
Somebody had to go,
so somebody would be out of here. Let's go to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
You know I'm never going to forget you, Hugh. Joe, Kyle, what's going on, fellas?
We trust you, man. Tyler. We know that. Tyler, what are you feeling today?
Hey, the fact that while I've been on hold, we had the Big V slip up Riding off on Hugh.
I mean, just unbelievable.
How about that D, baby?
Can't be talking about nobody wise, man. Especially if you don't know they wise. You can't be doing that, man.
That was crazy.
It was preposterous.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Then Ron and Monco talking about it's easy for you because it's inside your coconut. I was like, yo, Joe's on one today.
See, I wasn't offended by that. So he old school. That's old school.
Crazy. Well, hey, Hugh, if you get this line right again, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow when I call it.
You know what I'll do? If he gets it right, Hugh's going to give out the lottery numbers tomorrow, and we're all going to go play it with the numbers he gives out.
The lottery.
The lottery.
I mean, hey, early returns for next year's bracket of Hughes. Hugh, it feels like one Douglas, and Hugh never had a day off in my life, Douglas, might be up there as at least top four, top five seeds, so... Oh, man. Hugh, please do not leave us hanging because Atlanta cannot compete with the 215.
Well, screw them.
All right? Because the passion that we have, that's, again, why I'm holding out for the right woman. Because the passion that this area has, we are a different breed. You're not going to find us in other cities.
No. No
way. So you are a special man. I'm a special guy. We got to make sure. And Kyle, too. Kyle, don't be having no kids before you're
Kyle about to be married in a little while. And with little Kyle running around, giving him the finger, talking about screw you, dad.
Can't wait.
You don't know what you're talking. Your takes are trash. Your takes are trash, dad.
Had it up to here
with your stupid takes.
Getting red honey.
I can't wait to see it though.
I wanted to have a red honey last night in the ninth inning.
Excuse me?
That sounded, Tyler, wait a minute. I don't think you used that the proper way. That didn't sound right. What are we doing?
Pause, rewind the film. All right.
Poll question. Who wanted to have a red honey? Go ahead, Tyler.
I'm watching the end of the game with my pop last night on the couch, and Rasul Iglesias wanted nothing to do with Bryce Harper.
Tyler, you are so right. Harper's got him before. He wanted to go after Bohm. And Tyler, good phone calls always, including the red Heine stuff. He wanted to go after Bohm, and I had no faith at all Bohm was going to hit there. The game was over as soon as Harper was put on base. All right. We said we would do it towards the end of the show. Let's do it. Our first time with you people.
And just in time, we got an intro.
Oh, let's hear it.
Sorry. off to a roaring start.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Oh, it changed.
Here we go. Quick turnaround. Quick.
Yeah. Look at battle. Shout out to battle.
It's real now. All right, we're going to hear from you people, the people and watching on YouTube.
Yes, so we'll get some of the nice comments out of the way.
Yeah, don't want to hear the mean ones.
They're coming. Don't worry. So this one makes more sense to me than the second one I'm about to read. Mm-hmm. Hugh's not a bad guy. He's just misunderstood.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yep.
Like when he talks about defense.
But he thought I was a bad guy, though?
Well, people were debating.
that means there was a back and forth.
I got stuck on that bag. He's not a bad guy.
He just doesn't know what he's talking about.
The other one I don't understand one bit is Hugh has the voice of an angel. That doesn't make sense to me.
Nah. Living in the big blue world.
I mean, that's the singing horrendous. Voice of an angel. Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
Well, whoever said that, I appreciate it.
Oh, so these are probably going to be progressively meaner and meaner.
Can't wait.
So not actually today, Joe, I think you had favor with the people.
Oh,
usually they're mad at you.
These are my
this
people.
This is your lane.
They're more coming
Twitter
after.
People are not my people. Maybe the YouTube people are my people.
They're more coming after Hugh and I today.
Good.
Hugh is the guy in the friend group that instigates fights.
I need to somebody needs to explain that to me. How is it that if my belief is not the same as yours, I'm instigating?
Well, you are.
How?
Well, they said it in the comment section. Yeah, it has to be true.
That's their truth, Hugh. It's their truth.
Didn't you know this comment sections are only truth?
You know what I call people that are like that? Mm-hmm. Sheeple.
Okay.
They're sheeple.
All right, well,
this is what I mean.
Get more people mad at you in the comments.
Everybody let me have it.
Kyle, I promise you don't have to be angry all the time. Disagree. disagree.
I think they're looking out for your health.
Yes.
Blood pressure, all those kind of things.
I'm all right. Hugh, being called delusional Douglas a bit. Today.
How am I delusional?
Well, thank you.
I mean, look, I like the YouTube people.
That must have been one that just came in when I said that about Taiwan.
These are smart people.
I bet you they didn't hit an 8-leg parlay.
Here we go.
Did you hit 8-leg parlay?
I put zero thought and hit 7 at 8 yesterday. The dumb Dodgers, if they didn't lose to the Nationals, I would hit 8 at 8 yesterday.
Still ain't a 7.
You guys want to get to the ones about our appearance?
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Apparently, I look like a cop, which I've gotten before with the hat and the stash.
The stash.
Yeah,
porn, I was thinking porn
like,
star.
Like an 80s cop. I've gotten that one, too.
Yep.
Like I said, no one really ripping Joe today, but there's been one common theme about Joe on these threads. Did you ever see the movie Powder?
Yeah. Well,
you've gotten Powder.
You like Powder?
So here's,
nah, that ain't cool.
I get it. So, two things. One, I'm bald. Two,
very pale.
I'm pale. Yeah. And three, there's three things actually. Yep. The light in here shines right over my head. It illuminates. Like, I don't know if I look as powderish just walking around regular places, but here I look.
Yeah.
I get it.
Super powderish.
Yep. And speaking of the lighting, he was apparently glowing.
Got Vaseline on that, baby. Put that kind of like new money.
And slather Vaseline on me.
new money. Get money.
The other one, this is what I liked. ESP dresses like he's going to grandma's house.
I can see that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. Was he wearing a soccer jersey today? He wears a lot of those.
Yeah, he was. It was a soccer jersey.
Let's give off a little grandma-ish vibes. All right, last one, and this is my favorite, actually. This came from Twitter pretty early on in the show. I think I know Hugh's favorite athlete, accompanied by a GIF of none other than Tobias Harris.
No, I saw that one.
Yeah. That
is your guy.
That
man.
Would have been a troll job.
People,
as he's,
like,
you know, they're not even in the play-in. They're going to just make the playoffs.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I'm kind of curious now about the folks that say I be instigating stuff. What do you hang out at? Not like I'm looking for anybody, but what type of engaging conversations do you have? Do people to agree with you all the time when y'all speaking? I'm just curious about that. Instigating. Mm-hmm. Instigate.
Button pusher, instigator.
Instigator. Rabble rouser.
Yeah, rabble rouser. I can see all those things. All right, so it is officially 5 innings, 2 hits and a run. That was it?
Yes.
5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. That is the Hugh Douglas prediction for Taiwan tonight. Not Kyle, any faith that's happening?
Absolutely not. Yeah. We got lucky the first time.
Well, we got lucky. So you notice we're not ripping you this time.
No, because you're waiting for tomorrow. If it doesn't happen, tomorrow's another day.
Maybe you've become the Taiwan Whisperer. I'm gonna allow for that possibility. You are the Taiwan Whisperer. All right, you guys have
I got it. My man said it's voice of an angel from Step Brothers. Somebody hit me with the Step Brothers.
Well, I haven't seen Step. I love it. I haven't seen it in a while. I gotta watch it again.
Shout out to my man Jack.
You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.